Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of Poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, you feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world. But you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on that Tuesday night to rock out with me. I appreciate you. Appreciate the effort, the support that you give, and you guys have been giving that support for 7 years and counting. So I appreciate you guys. I hope you're having a good night. If you're not, I hope it gets better tonight. And I'm actually going to go ahead and slide into the first round of Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy rocking out to our DJs on board. So let's get it.
Before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go.
Thank you. I remember and I can't just let slip away.
Young thought won't have that bad for you, not bad for you. No trick, no sweet,
laugh like I never met you. I just want to get close again. Become a family, now we're close again. What you think about that? Going all day. I guess you got no problem being in my head. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. It's just another case of me finding my wrong ass.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
Go crazy.
Okay.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy. They look like we crazy.
Thinking out loud.
I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a painted house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The Brave New World wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes, take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, knee along, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. Ugly. I ain't got no alibi. I'm ugly.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that first round of Lyrical Cypher. I know I did. And I love how Desana Hanu twisted Ugly. That was really dope. So I hope you guys are enjoying yourself. I'm going to open up the open mic line, give you a shout out. And also give you a chance to give you the floor if you want to perform some poetry, comedy, sing, hip hop, whatever your talent is, or if you have a business, feel free to just, you know, send, share the information so we can support you. All right, so with that being said, I got Nancy in the building. See Nancy in the building. What's up? What's up? What's up, Miss Lady? Trying to get you on the line. Can you hear me? What's up? What's up, Nancy? Just want to give you a shout out. All right, not sure if she can hear me. All right, we got Unique in the building. What's up? What's up, lady? How you doing?
Hey. Not much. I keep trying to figure out what to say tonight, and I have nothing, my dear. So just going to listen, sit back and listen and hear. You can check back in later. Maybe some inspiration will come flowing, but I've got a bunch of words and absolutely nothing.
I got you.
Love you.
Love you, too. All right, everybody, it's Unique in the building. Always has some awesome words to share. And sometimes it's just cool to chill and just listen. So I'm cool with that, too. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and slide back into the next round of Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy. I'll be shooting that next to you in a minute.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
You can vibe to 13 to 9.
Yeah, place. This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Into the even and my family is part of. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ prophet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survived, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Not a cloud in the sky.
73 fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tune for within, not saying she never sinned. She was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving, allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it. Said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge. Intravenously in everyone's bloodstream, I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces. Parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop, the trap hop, need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind. Music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis, as they use genres of music to be infused. Still can't get this tainted verbiage a lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Become a real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, she's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home.
Turned up.
Get all the way turned up.
Malanda. He's going in.
While I'm living life like I'm supposed to go, just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent. All ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within 1 second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide. Seek and yeek. prosperity. Don't run, don't hide. Rock.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoke to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings. Love on the strings for me.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know
We are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE, like Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe.
La-dee-da-da, la-dee-da-da, la-dee-da-da-da. This is the way miles from each other, heartache and pain yearns for an answer. Time goes to waste when you are not around. Dark and sleepless nights, patience fade. Thoughts in my mind take hold of me. I start to imagine that you were all mine. If you only knew these feelings that I hold deep inside my heart. Oh, I could just tell you so. Let it all go if only I wasn't so shy. Shy. You could be mine, mine, or mine. Oh, if it wasn't so shy, shy, shy. You could be mine, mine, or mine. I wish I wasn't so shy.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the Black Salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. his body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled. Until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender. The black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoyed that second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I do have a couple announcements to make. Please mark on your calendar Saturday, December 19th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. We will be having Illusion's 11th anniversary show online. We had about 35 people performing, a few surprise artists as well. I'll be sliding those in between. But please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And I said, for anybody who wants to watch the show, if you could, just send a Cash App of your choosing. It could be $5, $2, $3, I don't care. But just something to donate towards Illusions and what we're doing. So we just keep this thing rocking. But I am truly ready for this. I can't believe it. A lot of people ask me, like, hey, I know you're anniversary shows are usually in March, and we still will have our anniversary show in March. It'll be virtual until everything kind of clears up and gets better, but right now, I think the safest thing for all of us is to have a virtual show, but I did not want this year to go out without us celebrating 11 years. I do want to say this right here with everything, like my nugget for today. Like I say, as I learn and I grow, I try to pass it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk that I won't be offended. But I'm just learning to stay in the present. You know, to stay in the present, enjoy the moment, and enjoy this thing called breath, the breath that we breathe. Some people are not making it, and some people are leaving this earth really fast. But it's coronavirus, and it's spreading rapidly. So I just encourage you guys to be safe, stay in the present, enjoy the moment, and don't just exist. You know, it's easy to just exist and mosey along, but you deserve to enjoy your life to the fullest. So that's my nugget. Be in the present. Of course, be safe. And I'm spread that love, you know. Even if it's just a word of encouragement. You might not be able to hug people right now, but you can hug them, you know, with your words. You can hug them with your support, you know, to hug them in different ways. You don't have to touch them, but you can actually make it happen in different forms and different ways. But with that being said, I'm going to check in with Miss Unique and see if she got anything for us. What's up?
Not much. Wow, I'm like totally echoing. Sorry. Okay.
You're fine.
So I started writing, and of course it's not going to be anywhere near finished, but hopefully it sparks a thought for somebody called Spark Ignite. Built from the ground up, circle, stone, wood, and water. The past two paths, trouble or wonderful memories. The past, the foundation, a solid or crumbling foundation on nations. From that spark to the fire that quickly guides through steps. Watching the smoke follow the beauty, how does it know? It has no eyes, well, none that we see. The smoke, a path for the fire, a telling sign long after the fire is out. The smoke now settled in your cells. The memory of the warmth as we sit and dream till the dawn draws near. The fire settles in our soul, burning, silent, till we stroke it or add logs to it, the flame grow higher. As far as I got, but that's going to be something, y'all. That is, like, definitely going to become something.
I love it.
Thank you. Something else. Please wear masks. Please respect everybody and wear masks when you are out. I don't know how far it goes or what counties or what have you, but like you were saying, China, people are losing their lives. Their breath is leaving them. And all it takes at the moment is a mask. It's what we have. So let's just do it, people. It's not that hard. And we're not literally infringing on anybody's rights. Literally, it is a covering for the 5 or 10 minutes that you're out. Those that are working have to be in them for 8 hours, 12 hours a day. So the 5 minutes that you're out, please just wear a mask. Love you guys.
Love you too, and thank you so much, man. We got to spread that word. Because a lot of people aren't taking it serious. I was looking online just a few minutes ago, and it said that Guilford County, which is Greensboro area, well, Greensboro, has over 16,000 people who have confirmed positive coronavirus testing, COVID-19 testing, and they have had like 239 deaths. So it's growing, and that's actually where my kids are located. Well, my son's home now, but my daughter's located there. She's working. She's an essential worker. So I pray for her and everyone, all of us, daily, because we have to take this thing seriously. And you just never know.
Yeah. And it's just so sad to me how many people are mad that they have to wear a mask for just a couple of minutes out of their day to help save somebody else, even if they're not even saving somebody, but just giving somebody else peace of mind. I mean, that right there is a lifesaver to save somebody's mind, because we all are stressed over having to tell somebody to wear one, having to, do I wear one? Do I have it? Is this? Can that be? You know, it's crazy. So just the 5 minutes that you're out, just wear one. It's not that big of a deal. You know,
exactly.
that could be the lifesaver mentally for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. Love you. See you later.
You too. Thank you so much. All right, over here multitasking, you guys, but rock with me. I appreciate you. You guys rocking with me. All right, so we're about to go into the next round, which possibly will be our last round. But I appreciate everybody who took the time on this Tuesday. Appreciate you guys picking me up. Let me know that you're listening. And thank you for sharing, you know, on the show. All right. So, you ready? Let's get it.
Oh, whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. I admit something keeps pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I left on the page, they seem to never want to disappear. Why do you still come around when all I do is push you away? I really, really want to take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Yeah. I'm afraid to start. Don't wanna break your heart. Just finished picking up the pieces of this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. 'Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Oh, It seems like everybody's watching to see what my next move is. Should I proceed with caution, or should I just dive in? I'm fine with taking it slow, enjoy life on my own. But I can be confusing sometimes, I know. I'm surprised you're still around, 'cause baby, all I do is push, push, push you away. I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. I'm afraid to start, don't wanna break your heart. Ooh, just finished picking up the pieces from this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. 'Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, no. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, yeah. Still working out the kinks in my tainted love. Colors bleed out from my heart to his. Different shades that I can't predict, no. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love.
We can have a party, baby. We can get it popping. In the party, every time the party poppin', tell a DJ keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin', tell a DJ keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ keep the party rockin'. Tonight, like my life, superstars shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, I. 23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Me mama through the streets, she can put that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night. Put it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see the mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow. I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it. 1, 2, 3, I've been putting out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping. Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. with the rock, so thought I'ma screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper. We can never board it, baby, we can get it popping.
like this, there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I let the label got ghost. And they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more. Thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show. I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody. Cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more. 8 to 5, I'ma rap that stay alive. I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show tonight. Please check back with us every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We'd love to rock out with you. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I'm looking forward to Saturday, December 19th, Illusions 11th Anniversary Show. It's a show you don't want to miss. All right, you guys, be blessed.